Chapter 4. A Famous Politician. Like Mr. Gathergold, Old Blood and Thunder passed away as an insignificant man for the valley. Now, many people said, Old Blood and Thunder did not really resemble the Great Stone Face. We were foolish to think so. But not long after, there was a new report. People said another man looked like the Great Face. This man also grew up in the valley a long time ago. Now he was a politician. This new man, Old Stony Fizz, was not a wealthy man. Also, he was not a soldier. Instead, he was a brilliant speaker. He spoke so clearly and well. He could enter any argument and win. In the halls of government, people always stopped to listen to him. Old Stony Fizz was respected throughout the country. Now, Old Stony Fizz wanted to become president. But even before this, people started to say, Did you look at Old Stony Fizz? He looks just like the Great Stone Face. So now, people were hopeful that Old Stony Fizz was the legendary man. One day, when Ernest was working in his fields, his neighbor came to see him. Ernest, he said, did you hear the latest reports? Ernest replied, Yes, they say Old Stony Fizz looks like the Great Stone Face. He could be the legendary man, you know, said the neighbor. Ernest thought and said, Well, neither Mr. Gathergold nor Old Blood and Thunder was the legendary man. We will have to wait and see. Then Ernest went back to working in his fields. During Old Stony Fizz's presidency campaign, he went to visit the Valley of the Great Stone Face. His only purpose of going there was to gather support for the election. But the residents prepared the greatest celebration for him. A wonderful parade was organized. That day, everyone left their work and went to see Old Stony Fizz. Ernest did too. Even though there were many disappointments, he was always hopeful. Along the road into town, crowds of people gathered. After waiting for some time, the great man came riding along the road with other great men. There were so many people and so many men riding on the dusty road. The dust from the road made it impossible to see anything clearly. It really was an exciting time. There were so many banners, balloons, and people cheering for the great politician. On some of the banners, Ernest could see pictures of Old Stony Fizz. He thought, he really does look like the Great Stone Face. There was also a band. It played very patriotic songs and made a very festive spirit that day. It was very easy to join in with the enthusiasm. Ernest also felt very joyful that day. Even though everyone was celebrating, no one yet had the chance to really see Old Stony Fizz's face. But soon, more and more people got a look at his face. Hurrah! Shouted many people. It is Old Stony Phiz. It is the twin brother of the Great Stone Face. Ernest looked very carefully at the man's face. Yes, he thought, he really does look like the face on the mountain. Ernest continued studying the man's face, but something was missing. When Ernest looked at the politician more closely, he saw a weary face. He saw something empty in Old Stony Phiz's face. The Great Stone Face looked complete, but the politician's face did not. Ernest's neighbor was standing beside him. Doesn't he look just like the Great Face? Asked the neighbor. Ernest said, No, he looks nothing like him. Well then, that is too bad for the Great Stone Face. The politician is a great man, replied the neighbor. Ernest turned his back on the parade. Again, many years passed by. Ernest grew older, and white hair started appearing on his head. He once lived without fame, but after many years, this changed. Over the years, his wisdom deepened, and his good advice became famous all over the world. Many people from many places came to speak to him. They came looking for wisdom. People were always so impressed by him. They would say, When Ernest speaks, his face glows. It is like he is more than human. And when the visitors left, they stopped to look at the Great Stone Face. Each person would say, Someone I saw resembles this Great Stone Face. But no one could remember who.